Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Early calls for cash hog prices in the Midwest today are mostly steady, with a few locations seen possibly firm later in the day, depending on the number of hogs offered for sale. Some livestock dealers and market managers expect a big Saturday slaughter, which might drive improved demand for hogs as the week progresses, but others say packers already have large supplies booked for the week and weekend. Peoria called steady to firm, a top price of 28 even. They say the market's been weak for a long time, but should start going back soon. Some plants might need more hogs for the second half of the week, according to people in Peoria. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, March 24th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,995. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 40.50 to 50.34. The weighted average was 46.61. That was down $1.55 from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from 31.97 to 39.47. The weighted average was 38.96. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 15,151. The base price range was 40 even to 53.25. The weighted average was 50.20, up 9 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from 31.97 to 40.63. The weighted average was 37.62.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
In a moment, we'll check overnight prices on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago, and we'll get a pre-opening call from Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal. That after our growing area's weather. Here's AM580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. First off, I'm going to talk a little bit about the U.S. Drought Monitor. And over the last several months, areas in the southeastern U.S. that had been in real poor shape have picked up some precipitation. Now, they still do have a drought for areas in the southeastern U.S., but the short-term drought indicators showing pretty substantial moisture increases in the upper levels of the southeastern U.S. Only a small area in eastern portions of Alabama as far as the short-term and upper-level moisture in any sort of deficit. They've had decent rains down there. But areas stretching all the way from southeastern Oklahoma across the northwestern corner of Arkansas, southern Missouri, and up through the Ohio River Valley, and especially in the eastern Great Lakes area, are very, very wet. And that could slow down the start of the planting season for areas in the eastern Corn Belt, while western sections looking a little bit better as far as a chance to get things started on time. And it does look like there will be a return to wet weather beginning Wednesday and continuing in through the first week in April. Some snow expected Thursday into Friday for portions of South Dakota to Michigan. Several inches of accumulation possible. Rainfall expected to be heavy this weekend into early next week from portions of Kansas and Missouri through central Illinois to northern Ohio. Widespread rain expected elsewhere in the Midwest, with light showers developing again on April 2nd through the 4th before the next significant storm system moves in on April 5th through 7th. So generally looking at a wetter than average precipitation trend for the next couple weeks, and the expected rainfall through early April not likely to flood many areas that have not flooded recently, but the receding of floodwaters will be slowed down. Some rivers and streams will rise again, and the region does need a sustained period of warmer, drier weather before planting can begin. And it does not anticipate much field. We do not anticipate much field work to begin except in the well-drained areas for at least the next 10 days to possibly 2 weeks. Again, in the southeastern U.S. and in the Delta, flooding continuing along the Mississippi River for several more days, while locations flooded by other rivers in the northern Delta will see a slow decline in flood waters through the weekend. Rainfall Friday through the first week in April will be slow. Will slow the decline in flooding and may cause some rivers and streams to rise for a while. Planting delays in the northern delta will continue through at least the first week in April and longer if we do not see that warmer, drier weather developing across the area. And right now, that does not look very promising. Aggressive planting should be occurring in the lower portions of the delta through Alabama, northern Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. Expected rainfall during the next couple weeks will cause some minor setbacks in field progress, but doesn't look like there should be rain heavy enough to cause some serious delays. And quickly looking at Brazil, restricted rainfall occurred in Brazil yesterday. Most areas in Brazil will get rain at one time or another, with the greatest rainfall and coverage intensity expected Sunday through Thursday of next week. Sometimes there may be some heavy rain occurring, especially in the central south crop areas. São Paulo, southern Minas Gerais, and a few areas in the northwest could get up to 3.5 inches of rain in some local areas. Summer crop maturation and harvest progress will advance favorably into the weekend due to the restricted rainfall and warmer temperatures. Field work will be stalled for a while next week, but no extended delays in harvest are expected at this time. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look now at how overnight trading went in Chicago and across the world, I guess. The Kansas City May wheat contract opened overnight at 10.70 a bushel, up a penny and a half. Last trade up 22.5 cents. July 10.63, down 5. Last trade 11. On the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 10.26 and 3 quarters, up 6 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 24 cents. July 10.22 and a half, up 4. Last trade up 24 and a half. September wheat 10.35, up 6. Last trade up 12 and a half. December 10.50, up 10 and a half. Last trade up 20 and a half. May corn opened overnight at 5.26, up a penny and a quarter. Last trade up 8 and a half cents. July 5.37 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters. Last trade up 8 and a half. September 5.41, up 1. Last traded up 9. Dease corn 5.40, up a quarter. Last trade up 7 and 3 quarters. March of next year 5.47 and 3 quarters, up a quarter cent. Last traded up 7 and a half cents. In the bean complex, the May soybean nearby contract, 12.75 and 3 quarters on the open, up 18 and 3 quarters. Last traded up 43 cents. July, 12.90 and a half, up 18 and a half. Last trade up 42. August, 12.82 and 3 quarters, up 16 and 3 quarters on the open. Last traded up 41 and 3 quarters. September, 12.50, up 10. Last trade up 20. November, 11.79, down 10 on the open. Last traded, though, up 14 and a half cents. January of next year, 11.94, down 3. Last trade up 11. May soybean meal opened overnight at 3.32.40, up 2.10. Last trade up 9.50. And July, 337.30, up 280, last traded up 8 even. May bean oil, 55.87, up 10, last trade up 99. July, 56.83, up 19, last traded up 79. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning again, Pete.
Good morning.
Second time this week, but we're still the up market just as we saw yesterday.
Huh? Right. It's changed from being a panic selling from last week when the financial markets were going to in a handbasket to the depths, and now it's all hunky-dory there, and we're back to the realization that we need more acres of corn, we need more acres of beans, we have very tight supplies of wheat, corn, and beans worldwide, and that we're going to continue to use more, and as a result, we're bouncing back off that big drop we had last week.
Some outside markets putting that upward pressure up again, the oil moving up a little bit?
Correct. All of those outside markets, everything for last week dropped due to the financial. Crude oil is back up, gold is back up, silver's back up. Remember, gold dropped $100 last week. We're back up 30 of it. Corn dropped 70 cents. We're back up just in the last two, Monday and last night, we're up 24, 25. Beans were up about 90 in old crop from the big drop we had, and new crop were up about 25, 30. Well, no, 50, actually. So in one day, we've bounced. We expect to continue to bounce into the weekend.
In the beans, they still mention that strike in Argentina. How big an impact could that have overall?
That's been having a bigger impact than expected because we've been getting the export markets here, and that's making our carryout going to go down to maybe 100 from the 140 in the bean pit.
Wow. Let's get calls again.
Calls for corn are 6 to 9 higher, beans 15 to 40 higher, and wheat 20 to 25 higher.
And what do you see on the Merc today?
I see the Merc being mixed. We still think cattle can go higher. We'd be buying breaks on the cattle, and hogs are mixed.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
That's Pete Banhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. And you're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers, and our next market update is the opening commodity market report coming up at 9:49 Central Time. Our time now is 9 o'clock.